Ask urban dwellers around the world which city has the worst traffic, and a lot of them are likely to say, my city, of course. Well, the Philippine capital, Manila, is no exception. Motorists there seem to operate on a sort of jungle law, but some say the streets might be a bit safer in Manila if there were more women in the driver's seat, especially in the buses. Reporter Jason Strother has our story.
Rani Asahan stares out the windshield at the line of cars ahead of him. It's rush hour, and the 33-year-old bus driver is headed back into one of Manila's busiest districts. He says after a decade behind the wheel, the traffic is really getting to him.
Yeah, it's very bad in Manila in traffic here. I'm really so tired about traffic.
In Manila, privatized buses compete with taxis, motorbikes, and passenger trucks for customers as well as space on the roads. Buses weave and make sudden stops so conductors can step off and call out for potential riders. Filipinos complain that these aggressive drivers make Manila's streets more congested and dangerous. Now, some city officials say they have a solution. Francis Tolentino is chairman of the Metropolitan Manila Development Authority, the MMDA. He notes that all of Manila's bus drivers are men, so his agency is training some women to drive buses.
Most of the accidents here in Metro Manila are caused by male drivers, and studies would show that based on attitude, latent hormonic composition, female drivers are lesser prone to be more aggressive and not reckless when it comes to drivers' behavior.
While it's true that male drivers are responsible for most accidents here, there are also a lot more male drivers on the road. The female bus drivers complete their training by the end of this month. 50-year-old Olivia Pabriga says she knows her stuff.
Change oil, check tires and everything. You know, pressure of tires, you have to know that. Before you start the car, you have to check the water and the oil and air brake fluid and everything.
Pabriga says she used to drive a passenger truck, so she's comfortable behind the wheel of a big vehicle. She says during her first bus driving test, she remembered to do everything, including using the signal lights.
That's why they told me, you pass the training, because I'm the only one, 32 of us, I'm the only one who used the signal light.
Pabriga says she also thinks that women drivers keep their cool better than men. But some say the problem isn't aggressive male drivers, it's the lack of traffic law enforcement.
If the rules are not being followed, then still we'll have traffic problems.
Catholic Bishop Broderick Pabilo, a government critic, says bus drivers often violate traffic laws because they're paid on a quota system.
Now, in many other big cities, now public transportation is subsidized by the state. Now, whether they get more passengers or not, they get their own salary. But here, the drivers, the conductors, now they get depending on how many passengers they get. So naturally, they would run after more people.
And some passengers also aren't so sure if women bus drivers will make any difference on Manila's streets. One bus rider tells me that women are physically incapable of driving buses. Bus driver Rani Asahan says women can do it, but he thinks their tendency to drive more carefully makes them slower, and that will only anger passengers.
The passenger is angry with you. Yeah. Then the passenger also throwing the coins in your head.
Bus driver in training, Olivia Pabriga, shrugs it off. She says whenever Filipina women try something new, they always get the same reaction from men.
They're always talking about, no, lady drivers, they cannot. They always say, they cannot do that. Only men can do that.
But once we start doing the job, she says, they'll know better. For The World, I'm Jason Strother, Manila.